Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we raise our hands and our hearts, and we declare that you are highly lifted up. This morning, as we have gathered before you, receive our praise, receive our worship, receive our thanksgiving. Let it be as a sweet-smelling fragrance unto you. And Father, by virtue of this, we know that your presence is here with us. We formally invoke your presence, and we bid you welcome, Holy Spirit, in this second service. Have your way and move in your soul liberty. In the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, the only name that we know and the only name that we have come to. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. This morning our lives are secure, our families are saved, and everything that concerns us is also blessed. In Jesus the blessed name, and let everybody shout a big amen. What a blessing. A blessing. How many of you are ready for God's word this morning? Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for bringing me to the right place, at the right time, in the right church, serving only the right God, and I know that is right. I declare that Jesus is all that I need to have all my needs met. Today, Jesus will not disappoint me. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together. Father, we thank you that as your word is coming, we will be blessed more than ever. Holy Spirit, use me and let me speak your word and only your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated in the presence. We want to continue from where we left off this morning. We established the fact that open heavens in a man's life epitomizes supernatural life. Or when a man is walking under open heavens, it means that that man is walking or living in the life of signs and wonders. Are you with me? That man is living a life of signs and wonders. Open heavens. We have established that Jesus taught us in prayer that heaven comes down on earth. That is in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 10 through 12. But I also want to establish another point, that heaven is what rules on earth. Heaven is what rules on earth. In Daniel chapter number 4, verse 25 to 26, Daniel chapter number 4, verse 25, 26. He says that that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall work thee with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High ruler in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Verse 26. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the Jews, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee. After that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule. Praise God. So the heaven is what rules on earth. And as children of God, the words of Jesus must live in our life. Where we see heaven on earth, where we begin to experience heaven on earth. If it is not a proof of heaven, the earth cannot be found. Whatever is established here on earth must be approved by heaven. Are you understanding me? So walking under an open heaven makes you walk in realm of the supernatural. And I pray that as this season is coming to an end, may you begin to walk in the supernatural life. Is somebody here with me? You see, anytime once heaven is open, another chapter of your life is open. Your amen is real. Anytime your heavens are open, another chapter of your life or a new chapter is open. We saw example in the life of the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter number 10, verse number 9 to 11. The Bible says that on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the seed hour. Continue. And he became very hungry and would have eaten. But whilst they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it has been a great sheep meat at the four corners, and went down to the earth. Now, this is an experience that Peter had. You know, Peter was a typical Jew, and the Jews have a tradition where they don't eat certain animals. And, you know, Jews are more delved into their traditions, regulations, rules, and stuff like that. They are more of the law. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not. So even though Peter was saved, Peter is born again, yet he was still being detected by the Jewish law. And for him, at a point, he felt that Jesus came only to the Jews. So Peter's ministry was actually to the Jews, whereas Paul was also to the Gentiles. So at a certain point in time, they were having issues as to the things that the Christians have to eat, the things that they have to do, enjoy, and things like that. And Peter was forbidding them not to eat certain animals. But the Bible says that one day, this happened, I believe, in Cornelius' house. The Bible says that as Peter was sleeping, he saw the heavens what? Open. Praise God. And a certain vessel descended unto him, as it has been great sheep meat at the four corners, and let down to the earth. And the Bible says that now the Lord showed him a vision of certain animals and things like that. And from that time, Peter's revelation was transformed. His idea was changed. The kind of things that he was accustomed to, that he thought was good from that time, he got another revelation. Another chapter was opened unto his life. I pray that as the Lord opens up your heaven, may another chapter be opened in the name of Jesus. Also, we saw in the life of the Apostle Paul, as I was wanted to say earlier on, the Bible says that this was a man who was born as a Jew. He had his training through the Romans. He was a Sanhedrin. He was part of the Sanhedrin group. He was a Pharisee of Pharisee. And the Bible says that all that he was doing was that he was protecting his father's religion. He was protecting Judaism. And therefore was fighting the Christians. He was fighting them and killing them. Paul is the person who made sure that Stephen was stoned to death. All he knew was Judaism. All he knew was that there is no other God that must be served except the God of Abraham that they know. So he was attacking the Christians. Then the Bible said that one day, on his way to Damascus, there as he was going, the heavens opened, and there was a flash of light that fell upon him. And the Bible says that he fell down. Praise God. And he got him blinded until he got to a man called Ananias' house, as the Lord led him. And then he prayed for him. And the Bible says that the scale of his eyes were broken, and therefore he could see again. From that moment, Paul's life, Saul, who became Paul, was never the same. Anytime your heavens open, a new chapter is open in your life. I pray that a new chapter opens up for you as your heaven opens in the name of Jesus Christ. And as you are walking under the open heaven, it is a sign that you are walking in miracles, signs, and wonders. And may that be your portion now. But you and I must understand that, look, it is not every child of God who is experiencing this. It's not everyone who is experiencing this. In fact, there are many men of God, many believers, many who are not experiencing the supernatural life in their life. Because before anything can happen, there are certain commands that must be issued. There are things that a man must know and do before you can see things happening in your life. When you live your Christian life to chance, you don't get certain things seen, and you don't get the certain things what? Yeah. And in this service, one of the commands that unlocks the supernatural in the life of the believer is the sound command. Say the sound command. Say sound. Sound command. Sound. S-O-U-N-D. Sound command. Praise God. In Mark chapter number 11, verse number 23, Bible makes us to understand. Mark, like, verily I say unto you, that whatsoever ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. But what shall believe, but what shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass? He shall have whatsoever he said. He said, whosoever shall say, until a sound is produced, miracles cannot be seen. Until a sound is made, you don't enter into the realm of signs and wonders. And I pray that as the word of God is coming, making a sound in your ears, may the Lord take you into that realm in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, your amen is weak. Hallelujah. Every sign and wonder is a product of sound. Every sign and wonder is a product of sound. Every sign and wonder is a product of sound. Every sign and wonder is a product of sound. Every sign and wonder is a product of sound. John chapter 3 verse number 8. John chapter 3 verse number 8. The Bible makes us to understand that. John chapter 3 says that the wind bloweth where it's listed, and thou heareth the sound thereof. What it means is that when the wind is blowing, you can only hear the sound. You can only hear the sound. He said that, but cannot tell where it's coming from or whither it goeth. He said that so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Your amen is weak. So, listen, every believer, every child of God, you are a product of sound. Because the wind, the Bible says, blowing where it listed. Nobody knows your beginning, nobody knows your end. Nobody knows where you are coming from, neither do they know where you are going. And all that they could feel is your presence. As we sit here, we believe that the presence of God is here. The presence of God here is in the wind. Hallelujah. Nobody can tell where the wind comes from. Nobody can tell where it's going. But we can see and feel the effect of the wind. So is your life as a child of God. God is a spirit, and God gives birth to spirit beings. And therefore, as he is, so are we. As he is a spirit being, so we are also what? A spirit being. And do you know that you could only live and thrive based on what you have been made of? You can only be made, or you can only make progress based on your makeup. You can only advance forward. You can only live for your fulfilled life based on your makeup. You cannot be different from who you are. You cannot do anything different from what has made you. Is anybody here with me? Tell somebody, I am a wind. Oh, I'm not feeling you. Say, I am a wind. Nobody can determine my beginning, and nobody can determine my end. I am only exercising my God given power and authority. You can only feel me whenever I'm present. You can only feel me when I'm around. You can only see my exploits. You can only see what God is doing. I am like a submarine. You wouldn't see me coming. The moment you will see me, then I am there to demonstrate. I am there to exhibit. I am there to show that what God has prepared within me and God has made within me for all to see. I came to prophesy in your life that from today people will not determine where you are coming from. It will take them by surprise. Before they know, you are already there.
Before they get there, you'll be waiting for them. I don't know who is in this service, but you are a wind blowing where it listeth. God is leading you to places where you'll be needed most. God is taking you to a place where people will begin to see your usefulness. Is anybody here with me? They will see exploits in your life. You are a sound. Say, I am a sound. Oh, come on. You are not in church. I shout, I am a sound. Listen. This is a description of who we are. A wind blowing where it listed. You don't hear the sound yet. Or can you tell where it's coming? All that you see is the effect of it. Is the effect of it. May you people in the people's life positively. May you affect people's life positively in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, I am a son. So how do you produce your sound? Or how? You must understand that signs and wonders is a product of sound. And you yourself, you are a sign. That is why you are a product of God. Isaiah 8:18 says that I and the children whom the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and we are for wonders. I am for a sign and I am for a wonder. Is anybody here with me? Are you enjoying this morning? Is somebody getting blessed? You see, whenever you stop making sound, you stop seeing signs. Drop it. Whenever you stop making sound, you stop seeing signs. This is very important. And I'm excited to be making this teaching because there are people who come to church and it looks like you borrowed their mouth to come. Somebody say sound. Amen. Yes, sound. We have said it, it almost became our mantra that a closed mouth is a closed. Whenever you stop making sound, you stop seeing signs. In the beginning, Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 1 through 14. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who stopped? The earth was without form. So the first verse is giving us a summary of the chapter. So that is not it. Are you understanding? The real thing started with verse 2. Go to verse 2 and let me teach you something. And the earth, so before the beginning of creation, the earth was without form. When we say something is without form, it means that it doesn't have shape. You can imagine your body if it doesn't have shape. How many of you have seen octopus, live octopus before? Oh. Maybe even octopus has a shape. Octopus even has a shape. You know, there's this thing, there's this cartoons that the kids watch. And they will see something like that, I mean, mopping on the floor like that. It will be coming shapeless. You wouldn't know what exactly it is. But then the thing will be moving. And anything with that shape, it's formless. It doesn't exist. You know it. It's many. Praise God. Yes. And void. Void means empty. 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 And the Bible says that darkness was upon the face of the deep. Wow. And the Spirit of the Lord. So even though there was confusion, there was amorphous or shapelessness, even though there was voidness, on the other hand, the Spirit of the Lord was still hovering. Let me tell you, in your misery, you are not alone. In your confusion, you are not alone. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thou art that with me. Let me tell you, never think you are alone. Some of us, when we go through troubles, issues, when we go through certain things, we feel that God has deserted us. We feel that we have been rejected. And some of us start thinking that thing, is it because of the sin that I did? Is it because of this that I did that this thing is happening to me? The enemy will begin to speak things into your ear for you to feel more guilty. But that devil is a liar. In the midst of the confusion, God is still there. The spirit of the Lord still hovers. It hovers, it hovers, it hovers over the surface of the air. That is why you don't need to be down in your most low state. You don't need to keep quiet when there is confusion. That is why you don't need to withdraw when the odds are against you. That is why you don't need to keep quiet even when you don't feel like talking. Is anybody here with me? And the spirit of the Lord was hovering. Then the next verse says, and God said, God made a sound. God made a sound. Right from verse number 3 throughout. Until all creation was done except man. God said. God said. God said. God said. God said. God said. I pray that you become a sound producer. I pray that you become a sound producer. May you produce sound. I said, may you produce sound. That will create your environment. So sound, whenever you stop making sound, you stop seeing signs. Whenever you stop making sound, you stop seeing signs. Somebody's blessed. Hallelujah. Now, for every opposition on our path is awaiting the sound of faith. Every obstacle in your path, every condition, every situation on your path is awaiting a sound. It's awaiting a sound. Everything, when there was voidness, when there was darkness, when there was formlessness, all that these were waiting for was a sound to respond. Never keep quiet. Some people think that when you are down, that is where you need to be calm and quiet. I beg to differ. When things are bad, that is where you need to make a lot of sound. Is somebody here with me? In the Ezekiel chapter 37, verse number 1 through 14, when you have time, you go and read. But let's take the first four verses. Ezekiel chapter number 37. The Bible says that, and the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out of the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Say, full of bones. Come on, can I hear you? Say, full of bones. Ah. Full of bone. Full of bone. Full of bone. Full of bone. It should speak to you. Full of bone. When the flesh is rotten, when it has been degraded to the last point, it becomes a bone. When nothing is working, your life is subjected to bone. That is the last point. Bone. When people reduce in weight, they reduce to bone level. The Bible says that the valley was full of what? and caused me to pass by them, run about. And behold, they were very many in the open valley. And let's take the last sentence. And lo, they were very dry. What are the bones in your life? He says that they were many. There are many areas in your life that look so dry. Dry. Financial dryness. Marital dryness. Relationship dryness. Baby dryness. Business dryness. We have come to a point of dryness. Dryness. Let me tell you, for some of us, because we can eat every day, we don't know what is happening in the system. Yes. Because somebody buys for you to eat, you don't see what is happening. If you have opportunity to even go to the market yourself, then you will know how prices have been inflated. You know how hard situation is. We are living in dry seasons. And the Bible says that they were very dry and they were many. Today, you can relate to this. That there are areas in your life that may be dry. And it's not only one. They can be many. Is somebody here with me? Verse number 3. Then the Bible said, and he said unto me, Son of man, can this bone live? Praise God. Another point in scripture where heaven is asking the earth questions. Hallelujah. Where divinity is asking humanity question. He says, Son of man, can this bone live again? You see, the question is a rhetorical question because heaven always knows the answer. But once your faith to come alive, he wants you to come in alignment with what God is about to do. Until you come into alignment, church, let me repeat and repeat myself. No matter how many times I say it, I want you to get into your spirit that God is always on the move. God is always doing something. Don't wait till the right time. God is always doing something. And it is up to you to align yourself with what God is doing. God is not waiting for you. He's not waiting for that right opportune time that you have set for yourself. The day you decided to rest, somebody hooked up on God and moved to the next level. The day he decided not to serve him, he said, I will rest those to worship me. The day he decided not to do what is right, somebody somewhere had to come in to do what is right. That day when he decided, God is still moving. As you are waiting for the right time for you to be healed, somebody just got their healing. They are saying that Ghana is hard. People are not getting employment. You know that there are still recruitment going on. They are employing people every single day. Who told you? Never have the mindset and sit down and wait for an opportune time. God is always moving. So it's up to you to log on to God, to know what he's doing at any point in time and align yourself. And as you align yourself, he'll be moving you along. He'll be moving you along. I see God moving you along. And let me tell you, I said, I see God moving you along. Is somebody here with me? Because God is not waiting for you. He said, can this bone live again? This is a question that does not make heaven absential of the answer. Or it doesn't make heaven ignorant of what can be done. But he wants your faith to come alive. There are times that God will ask you. And sometimes we may think it's the work of the devil. The devil is speaking to us. No. God can ask you, do you think you can pass this exam? And some of us will go like, God, ask for this one here. I won't pass.
say whatsoever is bound here on earth shall be bound in heaven. Listen. That particular scripture is not about prayer. In the name of Jesus. Bind in Jesus' name. I lose in Jesus. No. It's about what you say. Your mouth becomes a key that locks and unlocks the heavens. Anytime you speak, you are either locking the heaven or you are unlocking the heavens. So he said that, can these bones live again? The answer will determine what happens next. So there are times that you are faced with a situation and you yourself said, that's what this one yes. And you say, the day you opened your mouth and said that, that day the heavens were closed. What can say, you know, you are coming to the man of God, Pastor. Meanwhile, you have closed your heavens long time. So no agreement here on earth can even work. Unless maybe you are able to decipher in the realms of the spirit for you to retract your confession and make another confession to open up the heavens. Is somebody here with me? Let me finish. Let me close with this. So he said, thou knowest, O Lord. Listen, we must always learn to give God back the glory. You guys must go home. I think I missed the right congregation today. Listen, you must always learn to give God back the glory. No matter how much you may know about an issue, He knows best. No matter how well you think you understand the situation, He still knows best. We've come to a time whereby we think that we know about what is happening. Oh, as for this one here, this is how it came about. Or this is how we tend to understand things even more than God. We tend to use our mind to be able to know things and to be able to bear our knowledge, our natural knowledge of the subject or whatever we think may be happening. We tend to kind of accept the responsibility of making sure that things are done right because we know it. No matter how much you know, God knows best. There are times that we feel that it is by our mistakes that we have not been able to do this, or we failed, or we made some mistakes, or some errors in our lives. That is why, hey, no matter what you know, God knows best. No matter how you try to help yourself, God knows best. Listen, I always say this, no matter how much good or well you want to think of yourself, God thinks better of you than you yourself. God knows you better than you know yourself. I believe everybody here thinks that at least for some way, somehow, you know yourself better. Where the wind comes from, nobody can tell where it's going. But we can see and feel the effect of the wind. So is your life as a child of God. God is a spirit. And God gives birth to spirit beings. And therefore, as He is, so are we. As He is a spirit being, so we are also what? A spirit being. And do you know that you could only live and thrive based on what you have been made of? You can only be made, or you can only make progress based on your makeup. You can only advance forward. You can only live for your fulfilled life based on your makeup. You cannot be different from who you are. You cannot do anything different from what has made you. Is anybody here with me? Tell somebody, I am a wind. Oh, I'm not feeling you. Say, I am a wind. Nobody can determine my beginning, and nobody can determine my end. I am only exercising my God-given power and authority. You can only feel me whenever I'm present. You can only feel me when I'm around. You can only see my exploits. You can only see what God is doing. I am like a submarine. You wouldn't see me coming. The moment you will see me, then I am there to demonstrate. I am there to exhibit. I am there to show that what God has prepared within me and God has made within me for all to see. I came to prophesy in your life that from today people will not determine where you are coming from. It will take them by surprise. Before they know, you are already there. Before they get there, you'll be waiting for them. I don't know who is in this service, but you are a wind blowing where it lists. God is leading you to places where you'll be needed most. God is taking you to a place where people will begin to see your usefulness. Is anybody here with me? They will see exploits in your life. You are a sound. Say, I am a sound. Oh, come on, you are not in church. I shout, I am a sound. Listen. He knows me. He knows me. Don't try to know more than God knows. Come on. I wish I can tabernacle here. Don't try and know more than... You see, there comes a time in our lives that we think we know more than God knows. You see, the moment you take the responsibility of knowing, you lessen the ability of God to work in your life. Come on. Listen, all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. It may be your mistake, but he knows best for you. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. I wish I have a better congregation. I said, no matter how, he knows best. He knows best. Don't allow, people's imagination and what they think about you determine who you are. God knows best about you than what anybody will know about you. People may have ideas about you. They may have certain things about you, but they don't know you more than how God knows you. That's something thou knowest. When you get to a difficult situation, what do? You give him back the glory. Oh God, you know it. This is not about me, but this is about you. This is not about me, but for you to show up in my life, for your glory to be seen, thou knowest. I know I'm going through this because there's a reason. There's a purpose you know that I don't know. There's something you have planned that I don't know. And even though I don't know, I will not stand in your way to prevent that which you know about me. The Bible says that, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Oh my God. They are good, not of evil, to give you an expected end. He knows about me. He knows about me. He knows about you. He knows about you. That is why you don't need to give up. That is why you don't need to give up. People may trample upon you, but he knows why he has allowed it to come. Because he knows. Thou knowest. May we never take the place of God. Is somebody here with me? May we never take the place of God, because the moment you come to the place of knowing everything, then you have occupied the place of God. Let me tell you, there is nothing. You cannot know everything in all. That makes you God. That makes you God. Don't take the responsibility of God. You have your own responsibility. Your responsibility is to trust him, because he knows more about you. Somebody may be saying that, Lord, I'm delaying. I've turned to my marital age and no man is coming. I've completed school and I don't have a job. Nothing seems to be working. Lord,
what is happening. Then you begin to turn things into your own hands. And you begin to accuse yourself. You begin to worry about your trouble. You begin to feel that all is about you and all that. But little do you know that everything that has happened for you. Is somebody here with me? Everything that you are going through, your delays were not your denials, but it was a comeback. Let me tell you, how many of you have seen that money wrapper. If you want to really pull, if you want it to go far, you have to pull it back. The more you are pulled back in life, it determines how far you will go. Don't take the place of God. I want this to sink into your spirit. Don't take the place of God. God knows why you don't have a job at this time. Because he's preparing you for something greater and something better. God knows why you are not married at this time. Because your husband is being prepared by your prayer. Some people, I know a lady who prayed and prayed and prayed. Finally, God gave. Whether God gave or not, nobody can tell. But then as a matter of fact, the marriage did not even last for 2 weeks. And look at the shame that has surrounded it. The pain. And some of us, we take the place of God when we think we are being delayed. Because we think we know. We think we know. God knows best. Is somebody here with me? But that is not what I'm trying to preach on today. I'm not preaching on Ezekiel 37. If God should give us the grace, I'm going to make an exposition on that. But this is just by the way. But then the Bible says in verse number 4, which is our point of reference. Again, he said unto me, everybody go, prophesy. Listen, everything, every situation, every circumstance will only respond to the word of God. Drop it. It will not respond to your cries. It will not respond when you feel mobile. There are some of you that you want everybody to know that this is what is happening to you. And you think that when people know what is happening to you, then you feel comforted. Who told you? They are rather laughing at you. And there are people you go so cold. You feel so withdrawn. And you don't want people. What is happening? The pity party. You want people to come enjoy your pitiness. Hey, never make a mistake. In the midst of it, he said, prophesy. Prophesy means make a sound. Make a sound. Make a sound. Make a sound. Woo! Make a sound. There is a sound command that produces signs and wonders. It makes you live and overflow in the supernatural. Sound command. And the Bible say, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word. Your problem will only respond to one thing, the word. That's why we spend time teaching the word of God here. That is why we spend time sharing the word of God. Because every situation will respond to the word of God. They will not respond to your cry. No. They will not respond to your indifference. They will not respond to your withdrawal. Some of you will withdraw, even from church, because you are going through something. Some of us, you take on certain positions, all because you are affected, all because something is wrong, all because you are not happy, and you withdraw. time will come, I'll teach you what the bones represent. And even the Bible made it clear. These were the life of the state of Israel. They had been reduced to a bone level. The life could be reduced to a bone level. But you can change the trend of things. Look at you.
I said you can change the trend of it.
So, it takes sound to produce signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Now listen. I don't want to take much time because time is up. If you want to experience the supernatural, learn to make sound. Learn to do what? Your sound is what creates that which is not, and make it happen. So, after he prophesied, when you go home, take time and read it. The Bible says that now the bones started coming together. Praise God. And when the bones started coming together, then there came flesh, sinews, and then tissues and all that. And that which became a mighty army. God is raising a mighty army out of your bone. Your bone situation. And it will all come by virtue of your sound. Hallelujah. Anytime sound is made, sign and wonder. William McDowell said, before every miracle. Before there's a move of God, there has to be all a sound. This morning, this season, this day, what sound are you making? Are you making, see, the sound you make determines what happens to you. I didn't go there in my teaching. But let me just say it to you. The sound you make determines what? Book of Proverbs says that life, death and life is in the power of God. And those who love it, they eat the food. Yeah. The sound you make determines what happens. If you make godly sound filled with faith, it produces signs and wonders. And if you make deadly sounds, you have never learned to let go of anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open your mouth. That is why wearing of mask is one way that the enemy is using to shut our sound. But that devil is a liar. Behind the mask, we will still make sound. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Oh, make some sound. Make some sound. Make some Holy Ghost 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 sound. Ratone. Come on, let everything that has breath praise you the Lord. Your sound determines your life. Your sound determines your life.
Your sound determines your life. Come on, make some noise. Come on, make some noise. This is my song. Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Listen, don't make sounds only when you are in church. Make sound everywhere. The Bible says that let everything that has breath praise you, the Lord. Listen, your breath, which represents your life, can only be seen by the sound you make. And your sound must be a sound of praise. See, the only way you can determine that there is life in a newly born baby is the sound it produces. If a baby comes out and does not cry, it means there is something wrong. So our makeup as children of God, that is why I say that the wind blows where it listed. You cannot see where it's coming from or where it's going, but you can only hear the sound. We are of them that make sound. I wish I could continue because, listen, there are some sounds that we make, we need to stop making those sounds and make the right sound. Listen, sound will create and change your atmosphere. When we come to church and we are shouting, don't think we are crazy. We are invoking the supernatural. Do something. It releases you. It breaks you off. The other day I was telling you that anytime there is happiness, joy in the camp of the enemy, it means that there's a problem with the body of Christ. Because it's a principle. There are things that work by principle. And anybody, unbeliever, demon, whoever, can adapt it and it will work for them. You see, anytime one is rejoicing, it means that the other is what? There's a problem. So when the church rejoices, it creates confusion in the camp of the enemy. But when they rejoices, it creates confusion in the church. Is somebody here with me? So we must always make sounds and create sound. In your home, you start speaking in tongues whenever you get there. When you are moving out, you speak. You come in, you speak. Ask for the sound, make it. No matter how or what, make it. Is somebody here with me? Play music. Sing along. Shout for it. Speak in tongues. When you get to the office, you look at your La Capaliano. You have created it. And that thing you said have changed the environment. Never learn to shut your mouth. Behind the mask, make sound. I said behind the mask, make sound. If you are here, let's make a joyful sound. Come on. Shout. Shout. Yeah.
the Holy Spirit.
Come on, the Holy Spirit. And you, Jerusalem. Come on, Israel. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Come on, the Holy Spirit.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.